The Bushmaster is one of Australia's best-known military products. The French multinational Thales manufactures the tough 10-seater armoured vehicles in Bendigo, Victoria, and the Australian Army has deployed dozens of them in Afghanistan and Iraq. Dozens more have been sold to Britain, the Netherlands, Jamaica, and recently Japan. Now, the Turnbull government wants to repeat that success on a massive scale. Australia is the 20th biggest arms exporter in the world, with a market share of around 0.3% of the global market. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says Australia should get to the top 10 within a decade.
Given the size of our defence budget, we should be a lot higher up the scale than that. So the goal is to get into the top 10. That's the ambition. We're underdone in terms of our defence industry historically and particularly with exports. Now, all that is changing.
Mr Turnbull says arms exporters often struggle to get a loan from banks because of the sheer amount of money involved. So the government will set up a $3.8 billion fund that offers loans to local arms manufacturers trying to access the international market. And the Department of Defence will get a new exports division with around 20 full-time staff members. The opposition's Anthony Albanese accuses the government of neglecting other advanced manufacturing industries like renewable energy, but has indicated to the ABC Labor will support the scheme.
I'm very supportive of any proposal that creates jobs. That's the starting point.
Not everyone is on board, though. The government says its export priorities are the United States, Britain, New Zealand and Canada, and insists there are adequate checks to make sure the arms don't fall into the wrong hands. But Greens leader Richard Di Natale has criticised the decision, pointing to Australia's history of selling arms to Saudi Arabia.
The Australian government has to stop acting like warlords and start acting like good global citizens. Again, that's what a smart, clever country does. It acknowledges that the only pathway forward is to do it peacefully, to make sure we've got sustainable technologies, we've got technologies that support life here on this fragile planet of ours, rather than killing machines.
Paul Ronalds is the Australian chief executive of the aid agency Save the Children, which works in war zones around the world and recently had its Afghanistan office attacked by militants. He says he's seen too much evidence of exported military gear ending up in the hands of terrorists.
We've seen time and time again how weapons exports from countries like the UK and the US have ended up in exactly the wrong hands, and in fact have been aimed at civilians and have done extraordinary damage. And that just reinforces that this is not an industry that I think the ordinary Australians would want to be associated with or seen as a global leader in.
Besides vehicles like the Bushmaster, Australia's military exports include life rafts for Navy ships and various components for fighter jets.